From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Rescue crews in Pakistan are searching the site of a crash of a jetliner that went down in thick fog and heavy rain near Islamabad. Reuters quotes police as saying 90 bodies have been recovered so far. There were 152 people aboard the Airbus jet. NPR's Julie McCarthy in Islamabad says the plane crashed in a heavily forested area near the city.
The army is on the ground. Rescue volunteers are on the ground. There are reports that surgeons are on the ground. Accessibility is the problem, according to the National Disaster Management Authority. It takes them 45 minutes to simply walk into the area, and the wreckage is spread across 400 yards. But 2 hours after the crash, there were still very few helicopters being mobilized to rappel into the area. And we're in Islamabad, near Rawalpindi, the headquarters of the army and large bases. And relatives who had come to the site of those who had been on the plane were asking, where were the helicopters and why were things seemingly moving so slowly?
NPR's Julie McCarthy in Islamabad. Firefighters are making some progress in containing a wildfire in California's Mojave Desert north of Los Angeles that has destroyed at least 30 homes so far and is threatening dozens of others. Kern County Fire Department engineer Anthony Romero says fire crews are coping with challenging conditions.
The wind and a little bit of the terrain right now. We got a lot of hills and a lot of thick brush out here.
Romero says the blaze, which has spread over more than 500 acres, is about 25% contained. Senate Republicans have managed to block Democrats from advancing a bill that would force corporations and unions that make political contributions to identify themselves. NPR's David Wellner reports it's looking less likely the White House will get the new campaign finance rules it was seeking before the fall elections.
Senate Republicans closed ranks against an effort by Democrats to bring up the Disclose Act that left the ruling party shy of the 60 votes needed to end the filibuster. The GOP's opposition was led by Minority Leader Mitch McConnell.
This is a transparent effort to rig the fall election for the Democrats.
Not so, said Majority Leader Harry Reid.
The only ones fearful of transparency are those with something to hide. That's what this legislation is all about.
Democrats hope to make the Republicans' blockage of the bill an issue in this fall's midterm elections. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
President Obama traveling to New Jersey today. NPR's Scott Horsley says he'll make a stop at a sandwich shop.
The Tasty Sub Shop in Edison, New Jersey, is the kind of small business President Obama says he wants to foster. While there, Mr. Obama will urge the Senate to approve a series of small business assistance measures. One of those is a $30 billion loan program designed to encourage banks to boost their small business lending.
We know that many of these businesses still can't get the loans and the capital they need to keep their doors open and hire new workers.
Mr. Obama says small businesses are responsible for creating 2 out of every 3 new jobs.
This is NPR News. At least 6 people are dead and 15 others injured in a bomb blast in Baghdad this morning. Police there say the bomb was planted near a government-run bank in the Sadr City area. Retirees were waiting in line to get their pension payments at the time. Also today, Iraqi officials say 5 people were killed when an Iraqi military helicopter crashed in a sandstorm. The National Transportation Safety Board says Metro, the public transit agency in the nation's capital, was at fault in the commuter train crash last summer that killed 9 people and injured dozens of others. David Schultz of member station WAMU reports NTSB investigators are calling for Metro and other transit agencies nationwide to remove faulty signaling equipment that led to that crash.
The NTSB says the faulty track circuit caused a stopped train to effectively disappear from Metro's train monitoring system, allowing another train to slam into it. But Deborah Hirschman, chairman of the NTSB, says technology was only a small part of what caused this accident.
The layers of safety deficiencies uncovered during the course of this investigation are troubling and reveal systemic breakdown of safety management at all levels.
The NTSB says Metro should have known its circuits were faulty after they caused a near collision in 2005. Subway systems in other cities, including Philadelphia, Atlanta, and Chicago, use the same type of circuitry, and the NTSB has recommended that those cities re-examine how the circuits function. For NPR News, I'm David Schultz in Washington.
Britain's Prime Minister David Cameron is in India trying to boost economic ties between the two countries. Cameron is calling the trip not only a trade mission, but a jobs mission. He's seeking new sources of economic growth for Britain to offset deep cuts in government spending. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.